Yud Zayin Shvat, Friday the 10th of February, Baba Yankee Cooper, Matan Torah, Fascinating Facts.
At the start of our discussion today, I would like to point out that we will be in Mitzvah Shembi Mekayim, a very important mitzvah with what we're going to be discussing today. That is obviously besides the great mitzvah, the greatest mitzvah of Talmud Torah Knesset Chulon, we will be making a great mitzvah of Zechiras Maimat Har Sinai. Listen to this pasuk. Rak ki shomer lecho u'shmoyer nafshecho ma'oid. It's a pasuk in Parshas Veschanon, Perek Dalet pasuk Tes. Rak ki shomer lecho, guard yourself, beware of yourself, u'shmoyer nafshecho ma'oid. Pen tishkach es advorim asherou anecho, lest you forget what you saw with your eyes, u'fen yosuru milvovcho kol yimei chayecho, that you should remove from your heart, your whole life. Void that time, you should tell this over, levonecho to your children, velevnei vonecho to your grandchildren. A very powerful lesson, a pasuk which I don't think we find anywhere else. Yishomelecho, or shmoy nafshecho mo'oid. What are we referring to here? Referring to Maaseh Bereishis, Shabbos, remembering the Maaseh of Amalek. Continues the pasuk. We're referring to the day that we stood in front of Hashem at Har Sinai. We're referring to remembering Maimad Har Sinai, remembering Matan Torah. The Torah tells us, we must never forget this great event. Rashi seems to learn that we're actually talking about the Torah. We mustn't forget the Torah which we received, which we were makabel at this event. However, the Ramban very strongly disagrees. The Ramban says that the Torah is telling us over here a mitzvah lois haseh and a mitzvah haseh, that one must always remember the maimed, this great maimed of Har Sinai. We should remember from where and what setting we got the mitzvahs, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down on Har Sinai with the koilois, with the vrokim, how the whole bria, the whole teva of the bria was suddenly silent, and all the fire which the Kodesh Baruch Hu came down with the Malachim, how he gave us the Torah, and that, he says, the Ramban, will instill in us Yerushalayim. That will instill in us a commitment to keep the Torah. So also the Ramban in his Sefer Mitzvahs, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, which he says the Rambam omitted in Mitzvah Beis, he says again, there's a lav that we must remember, we must never forget, it should always be on our eyes, on our hearts, the Maimad, the memory of the Maimad Har Sinai. And there's an assay, Vaidatem Levonecho Levnei Vonecho. The assay is to teach that to our children for generations after, for our father should pass on to son, what happened, how, and what setting we receive the Torah. And explains the Ramban, because if the Torah would be given just as a Novi would come along one day and say, Hashem spoke to me, and he would do different miracles, Oishas and Moisim, then another generation, another time, a different person come along and say, Hashem spoke to me, and he'll do a different oysas and moifzim, and he'll try and contradict the Torah. Rabbi Yisrael made sure the Torah was given in such a spectacular event, with so many people were there, 600,000 men, plus women, children, the Erev, millions of people, if you make the Cheshbon. They all saw how Kodesh Baruch Hu came down from the Parman Shamalia, how the heavens opened up, and he gave us the Torah. He gave us the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu. No one can ever match that. No one can ever come and contradict that and say that he's got something different. He has a different version. This is different from all other religions where someone just said people have to believe what he said, what he saw. This was everyone saw, everyone knew, and this was passed on from father to son, from father to son. This is the mitzvah of Eidatim of Anecho, the importance of passing on how we receive the Torah, which setting, and that will that instills in us the emunah in Torah min Hashemayim, and the emunah as well in Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. It would seem, however, that the Rambam, who doesn't quote this mitzvah, doesn't agree. However, the Mefarshim point out, the Karanoya and others, that the Rambam also would agree to this mitzvah, just he has different rules of how he counts the Tarag mitzvahs, since this is a mitzvah which is more belev rather than bepeh, he doesn't count it. This is demonstrated very strongly by the fact that the Rambam himself, in Ageres Taimon, which he wrote Divrei Chizuk to the people of Taimon, he writes again, very strongly similar to the Ramban, that one must always remember the Maimad of Har Sinai. And he tells one should bring up one's children on stories of what's happened there, to tell them the glory and the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how he came down and gave us the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu. So, If this is the case, if it's so important, we have to ask ourselves a question. Why then do we not have, like we have once a year, we have Shabbat Zohar? There's a mitzvah to remember what happened to Amalek. So once a year, we come together to shul and we read the parsha of Amalek, we all read it, we all with a dikduk, and we all listen carefully to make sure we can with the mitzvah. Why then do we not have such a mitzvah for to remember the ma'isa of Maimon Har Sinai? We should have a Kriyas HaTorah once a year, where we all come together and listen. The Mogen Avraham asked this kasha, the Mogen Avraham and Hilchos Krishna and Simon Samuch, he asked the kasha, and he says simply, we do have a Kriyas HaTorah once a year. On Shavuos, he says that's the Kriyas HaTorah of Shavuos, where we learn the parasha of Yisro, we remain with this, the mitzvah of Sfiras Maimon Har Sinai. In actual fact, there's a medrash, a Yalkut Shemoini, in this week's Ezra, the medrash says, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, Bonai, hey, you koyin as a parsha zu b'chol shana. I want you to read this parsha of Parshas Yisro each year. Va'ani ma'ale aleichem, I'll consider it ke'ilu atem oimdim lefonai b'har Sinai, as if you yourself are standing at Sinai, u'mekabel mis ha'Torah, and you yourself are receiving the Torah. Hey, Messiah, when is this? When do I want you to learn this parsha? B'chodesh Shishi, in the third month, the chodesh of Sivan. So we have here a full shemadrus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to get together in Chodesh Sivan and to learn again the parsha of Yisro in order to remember Maimon Har Sinai, and we'll be considered as if we're there. As if we ourselves will be in the Kabbalah Torah. The past few years has become very mufusim, a scholar, they say it in the name of Rav Yashav Zuzayn Gazon, if a person stands on Shavuos morning and he listens carefully, concentrates on the Kriyas HaTorah of Shavuos morning, it's a scholar to have a Rafu Shalema. Because he says, just like in Maimon Har Sinai, everyone was healed, all ill people, blind people were able to see, deaf people were able to hear, etc. So also, if the Medrash tells us that Ke'ilu was standing on Har Sinai, b'mekabel HaTorah, someone who tells of Su, listens properly to the Kriyas HaTorah Shavuos morning and concentrates, it's as if he's there, and he'll have the scholar of the Rafu Shalema as well.
Back tomorrow.
So?
What about tomorrow?
Right, so that's what it said. The Medrash is much about Amosai, the Medrash says. When do I want you to do this? When you come with Chavon as well tomorrow. However, the Mogen Avraham says, he brings from the Arizal, that if one looks a bit deep into the words of Tefillah, we will discover, we'll find that the Anshei Knesset Gedolah actually puts it into the words of Tefillah, and if we're mechaven in the right places, then we can mekayem this mitzvah every single day. He brings from the Arizal that in the Birchas Krishma, when we say, Ki keil poi l'shuos oto, uvonu vochato mikol am b'loshoim, v'keravtonu malkeinu l'shimcha godol sere b'emes, here, we're meant to be Mechavan Uvonu V'chatam Koran V'loshem V'keravtonu Malkeinu, that Hashem chose us from all the nations to give us the Torah, and He drew us near to Har Sinai, and He showed us all the great revelations which we had over there. Similarly, we find in the Torah. The Torah says we're meant to be Mechavan this when we say Birchas HaTorah. As the Bach explains, the Torah the Kasha. We know whenever we do a mitzvah, we have a bracha, Birchas HaMitzvahs. By the mitzvah of Torah, we have two brachos. We have the bracha of Asher Kishonu Mitzvah, it's the one of Lasuk B'divrei Torah. And then we have another bracha, Asher Bocha Bonu Mikol Amim. What are these two brachos? So the Torah says that the first bracha is the Birchas HaMitzvah, Asher Kishonu Mitzvah, V'tzivonu Lasuk, that's the Birchas HaMitzvah. The second bracha, however, which according to the Gemara is the main bracha, the main Birchas HaTorah, and it's Pashas Midoi Raisa, one of the only brachas which is Minat Torah, says that Torah, we went to Mechavim with this bracha, Asher Bocho Bonu Mikol Avim V'Kervonu Na Sinai. Hashem chose us from all the nations and He brought us to Sinai. V'Shmi'onu Dvorah Mitoicha Eish, and He told us Aser Zadibros with fire. V'Nosanonu Terosa Akdoish V'Shibes Chayeinu Klichem. Those are the Torah, Bereshim gave us His Torah, which is His most precious thing. This is what we're meant to think about every day when we say the Birchas HaTorah. So the Chofetz Chaim actually talks about this in one of his Sforim, and he says we see it's important with a little extra concentration, with a bit of Simas Lev, taking note, we can mekayem this great mitzvah of every single day when we say Birchas Krishna, when we say the Birchas HaTorah. The Briskerov adds on another point. The Briskerov says this mitzvah is not only referring to the actual Maimad Hasina, the day and the event of Hasina, all what went on the days before, which we're going to learn about in this week's Sedra, from B'chodesh HaShlishi, from the day of arrival at Har Sinai, talking about that We're carrying with that the mitzvah of remembering the man with us, you know? And the mitzvah Shem, we'll say a few interesting points of some fascinating things which we find in Chazal, which went on in these days. So just briefly go through the sequence of events. The Torah starts off in Perek Yutes. B'chodesh HaShlishi, Litzeis B'nei Yisrael Me'etz Mitzrayim, on the third month from when they came out of Mitzrayim, Bo Mid Masina, they came to Har Sinai. The next pasuk continues, Vayisum Refidim, the less Refidim, Vayivo Mid Masina, they came to Mid Masina. So the Ha'orah Mefarshim asks over here, L'chayra, it's the wrong order. First, tell us, we left Refidim, we came to Har Sinai, and then, B'chodesh HaShlishi, we arrived. Why does the Torah first tell us we arrived at HaSinai, and then the Torah goes back and says we left the field and we came to HaSinai? Says Orachayim HaKodesh, A'avu Mechakeres HaShuro. Kaviyochol HaKodesh Baruch Hu was so excited that we finally arrived at HaSinai. We finally arrived at the time when he'll be able to give us the Torah, which he's been waiting for since the beginning of time, to give the Torah to us here in Olam Hazeh. HaKodesh Baruch Hu was Kaviyochol so excited when we arrived, he couldn't contain himself. Klali Yisrael have arrived. We've arrived at HaSinai. Then he goes on to the chronological events. We left the refusing, we came, how we traveled. But the Kabbalah was a burst of excitement over here. We've arrived at Har Sinai. So that was the first day of Chodesh Sivan. We arrived at Har Sinai. I mean, camped round the mountain. Then on the second day of Sivan, it's called the Yom HaMayuchos. We call it in the Sforum, says Yom HaMayuchos. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, up the mountain. Up the mountain, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Koseim Alevez Yaakov, Esegle Bnei Yisrael, you should tell the women, and you should tell the men. And the Baruch Hu goes on to tell him how much the Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, being the children of the Ovois, and therefore he miraculously took them out of Mitzrayim, he crossed them the Yamsuf, he took them on eagle's wings, and therefore he wants to also, because he loves them so much, he wants to give them the Torah. And in turn, he wants Klal Yisrael to commit themselves, or Shmatim Es Brisi, to commit themselves to keep the Torah, to listen to the mitzvahs, and refrain from doing averes, and then they will become a Yisrael Meishkula, you will become my treasure, Mamleches Koyanim Begoy Kodesh, you will become the holier and the most special among all nations. I saw interesting Moshe Skenim. Why did the Boishim tell Moshe to tell first the women and then the children, and then the men? Why the women first? So some are forcing around because the women are those who are more involved in the chinuch of the children. They're the ones who will pass on more the Torah. So very, very interesting Moshe Skenim. He says a fascinating thing. He says it was Beschus Leo. The Torah tells us, Ve'enei Leo Rakois. So we all know, the Chazal tell us, because people used to say that Leo would go to Esav, the oldest to the oldest, Rachel would go to Yaakov. She was very upset about that. She wanted to go to Yaakov as well, and she cried, continuously cried, until her eyes were rakois. Moshe Skenim says a different pshat. He says, Leah took a tablet of gold, and she made herself a pendant, which she hung around her neck, and she inscribed on that tablet, Toyotzi velonu Moshe Moirosha Kiriz Yaakov. And she would constantly think about that, and look about that, and think about the Torah. She would constantly think how much she would like to be part of this Torah. And he says, the rays of the sun were reflected on this tablet of gold, and this the sharp rays sort of blinded her eyes and affected her eyes. That's Pshat in Leah Rakois. Says the Moshe Skenim, the schus of this commitment which Leah showed to the Torah, the women, so to speak, they had the schus to first hear about the Kabbalah of the Torah. That's what the Moshe Skenim said. Ve'yisim niskura, I saw an interesting Oran and Foshim. Shevet Levi, a little VM, even nowadays, some of you may know, they sign the names Segal, or some of you might actually call Segal. So normally it's understood as a Rosh Tevis, the abbreviation for Skan Levi, or Skan Lekoyim, as a deputy for the Kohen. I saw Pshat from the Nachas Yaakov, based on this posse, V'yisem Yiskula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want you to become my scholar, my treasure, the treasure of all the nations. This was at Maimed Har Sinai, when Chazal tell us, Poskazu Amosam, they came to such a Madrega through being receiving the Torah, that they became to a Madrega like all the Marishan before the Chet. They became totally pure, no internal contamination, no internal Yetzer Hara. However, unfortunately, a few weeks later, Klal Yisrael lost that when they did the Egel. They lost to a certain extent, they lost this high Madrega. However, Shevet Levi, who didn't fall into the Nisoyan of the Egel, they didn't serve the Egel, they retain this high level, and to a certain extent, they retain this high level of skula. And that's why they still sign the name Segel, because they have to show that they still have a certain level of skula higher than the rest of Klal Yisrael. So this was the second day that the Baruch Hashem told Moshe about how he wants to give Klal Yisrael the Torah, and Moshe went down and he told the Yidden about it, and they said, yes, whatever Hashem says, we accept. The third morning, Moshe Rabbeinu went up and told the Kodesh Baruch Hu what Klal Yisrael answered. Obviously, Chazal point out that Moshe didn't need to go and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We learn from here, Derech Eretz, if someone sends you on a mission, someone sends you on an errand, even if the person sends you knows what happened, if it was done or not, it's still Derech Eretz to go back and tell him personally. So Moshe went back and he told Rabbeinu Shalom that Klal Yisrael want to keep it, but more than that, Klal Yisrael don't want to hear the Torah through Moshe, they want to hear actually the Rabbeinu Shalom himself talking to them. And Rabbeinu Shem said, I will do that, I will myself come down and teach them the Aseret HaDibros, which involves the whole Torah, and also I will, with that, confirm the Nevuas Moshe. Everyone will see, I will speak through you, you will be the conduit through which the Torah is given to Klal Yisrael. Everyone will know that Moshe is not only the greatest of Nevi'im, not only the most superior, but he's a complete different level, of Nevuah. That was on the third day. On the fourth day, Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Moshe again up the mountain, Chazal say through Malach, and the Moshe then told them, that to tell Klal Yisrael to prepare themselves for Matan Torah. They should clean themselves, purify themselves, they should wash their bodies, their clothes, and separate from their wives, and get ready for Matan Torah. Now the Psukim here in Parshas Yisrael doesn't tell us the rest, in Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah tells us a few other details which happen on these days. Moshe Rabbeinu taught on this fourth day, he taught Klal Yisrael, he reviewed with them the Zayin Mitzvahs, the seven Mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, and he also reviewed with them the Mitzvahs which he learned at Moro. Rashi says over here, we're talking about Shabbos, Kibbud of Aim, Por Aduma, and Dinim, mandatory laws. Also, Moshe sat down and he wrote the Sefer Torah from Parshas Bereishis all through to Parshas Yisrael. He wrote this on the fourth day of Sivan. He sat down and wrote the Sefer Torah until Parshas Yisrael, until this event. I had the interesting aura that the Torah tells us that Klal Yisrael were told to clean their clothes to prepare themselves for Matan Torah. We know the Medrash tells us that the Eden was such a high madriga in the Midbar, and they lived on the Mon and the Be'er. They didn't have to change their clothes for 40 years. They remained fresh. The mon went into their guf, but they didn't have any, they didn't perspire, and the onon, sort of, the cloud sort of ironed their clothes, they never had to change, their clothes remained fresh and crisp for 40 years. So what was here the mitzvah to clean their clothes? So you could learn, Poshup Shat, that Anachanami, even though it wasn't necessarily as far as the clothes were concerned, but they had to show the cover, they had to show respect for my mitzvah, you know, by going and washing them. I noticed one nusach of the Medrash is, in the Medrash in Dvorim Rabbo, is mashma that only after Maimed HaSinai this ness applied. Before that, even though they'd already eaten mon and the be'er, there's still this ness of the clothes hadn't happened yet. It was only together with the fact they were makabel the Torah. On the fifth day, Moshe Rabbeinu went and built a mizbech on the foot of Har Sinai. He also erected 12 matzevos, 12 monuments, connected the 12 shvatim. And he was makriv some korbanos, the oil and the shlomim, and he called on the bechorim to be makriv. And the Torah says he called on the ne'ori bnei Yisrael, the young ones. And the Ramban explains he took bechorim, young bechorim, because he wanted those who are more innocent, who are more noki from chet, to bring the korbanos. Moshe took the blood, he split it in half. Chazal say it was exactly in half. It was a pines, he managed to split it exactly in half. Half of the blood he sprinkled on mizbeach, and half he was going to sprinkle later on Klal Yisrael. Moshe read to Klal Yisrael the Torah which he'd written yesterday, from Parshas Bereishis all the way through to Parshas Yisrael, and then he sprinkled them, Klal Yisrael committed themselves to keep, Na'aseh v'nishma, that's in Parshas Mishpatim, they said, Na'aseh v'nishma, we are committing ourselves to keep the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu sprinkled them the blood. Chazal tell us amazing ness happened. The stains of blood which were on their clothes suddenly changed to white. It changed from red to white, and this was a sign that they were ready for receiving the Torah. They had the purity, they had the kapora, and they were ready. On the sixth day, Be'etzem, the Chazal tell us the Torah had already been given, but Moshe added an extra day of preparation, And the Gemara tells us that Moshe didn't go up onto the mountain that day because Mipnei Toicha Shabbos, he's preparing for Shabbos, the preparation of Shabbos. So the Rama actually says in Hilchos Shabbos that one should learn a bit less on Friday in order to be able to prepare properly for Shabbos. So it could be this is a makor. We see Moshe himself, the Gemara tells us, didn't go up the mountain on Shabbos because they were preparing for Shabbos. Then came the night before Matan Torah, we all know. Klal Yisrael went to sleep to prepare themselves and they unfortunately overslept. And that's our minhag on Erev Shavuos that we stay up all night. Again, I always wondered, l'chora, if Klal Yisrael went to bed and they overslept, then why do we stay up all night? We should also go to bed Shavuos night and get up early. Let's see us then. Get up at Alois, get up at Nes, after late Yontov meal. Why are we staying up all night? So that we can answer this with Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra says, Moshe actually told them to stay up. Moshe told them, stay up in anticipation and excitement of the Ma'amad HaSina, you shouldn't go to bed. But Klal Yisrael felt that they would be more prepared if they were well rested, and they went to bed and they overslept. But to be mechapel for that, that Moshe Rabbeinu understood they should be away, we also stay away. What language that Kodesh Baruch Hu taught when he told them the Aseres HaDibros? Now you might think that's a strange question. Obviously, Lashon HaKodesh, that's the language of the Torah. However, those who say Yoisus will be, might recognize this. We say in the Yoisus of the first day of Shavuos, Oz b'chsav ashuris u'b'loshon ivris, HaKodesh Baruch Hu gave us then the luchos, which are written in chsav ashuris u'b'loshon ivris, that's the way we write the script which we use in the Sifrei Torah, u'b'dibur mitzris henchalto levas ivris. With words of Egyptian, he gave the Torah to the children of Avraham Avri. Words of Egyptian? What's going on over here? So I found a medrash in the Yalkut here in Parshat Yisroi. Chazal bothered, we find also in the Gemara and Shabbos, Chazal bothered, what's the word Anoichi? It doesn't seem to be a word of Lashon HaKodesh. Chazal find different expressions to explain different Rosh HaTevas, what Anoichi stands for. Here the medrash says, Omar Ibn Nechemi, Mahu Anoichi? Lashon Mitzrihu. It's Egyptian. It's not a word in Lashon HaKodesh Bechlal. It's a word in Egyptian. And the Medrash explains with a mashal. There was a king who had a young prince, a young son, who was captured, who was kidnapped from him, and taken to a far-off place, a foreign country, and he was there for many years. Eventually, the king managed to locate where he was, and he went after him. He managed to conquer the captors, and he took him back. When he met up first with his son, the king started speaking in this foreign language from this country where the captors were. Because with that, he hoped to make the first connection with his son. So too, say Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been so long in Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he first came to meet us, so to speak, to give us a Aseres HaDibros, he started off in Egyptian, Anoichi, in the Egyptian language. Which is very strange, because we know that the Schus of Klal Yisrael to come out of Mitzrayim was Shlo Yishinu L'Shoinu, they never changed their language, they always spoke Lashon HaKodesh, even over there. There's also an interesting Mechilta, Koisoyma Lebeis Yaakov. The Mechilta says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, tell Klal Yisrael exactly in this language, and Lashon HaKodesh. Again, we have to understand why did Moshe think otherwise? You should talk to Klal Yisrael in a different language. So Ponim Yofes explains that there would have been a Havmanah that we know the Malachim were very jealous that the Torah was being given to us here, down here. And therefore Moshe had the Havmanah to speak in Aramaic, maybe that which the Malachim don't understand, in order not to arouse their jealousy, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, no, you don't worry about the Malachim, tell them in Lashon HaKodesh. Also is upon me office, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to speak in a foreign language, in Egyptian, in order that the Erubav should also understand what he's talking about. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, don't worry, you speak Lashon HaKodesh, don't worry about the Erubav. So one could learn over here that Anoichi was for the Erubav, but it's not mashma at all in Chazal, that Rebbeinu Shem here was coming to talk to mainly to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael understood the Choyer Loishin L'Shoyram. Tzorach Yor. I don't know what Pshat in the Medrash is why we spoke in mitzvahs. Another interesting point: we know that there's a difference in the Nusach in the Psukim of the Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Yisro to the Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Ve'eschanan. So you could learn on a simple level that the Parshas Yisro refers to the language, the Nusach, which was in the Luchos Rishonos, and Parshas Yisro is the Luchos Shnius. In the first Luchos was written this way, and the second Luchos was written the other way. However, we come to a problem when we come to Zohar and Shomer. Chazal said, "As zochay b'shamay b'dibo echod nemru." They were said in one breath, in one word, here at Ma'amet HaSinai. So we have to, we can ask, how was it written in the Luchos? Was it written zochay, or was it written shamay? So the story goes that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky once went to test the boys in a cheder, and he asked, he posed them this question: what was written in the Luchos? Zochay siyam haShabbos haKavshoy, or shamay siyam haShabbos haKavshoy? So one boy put up his hand and said, have an answer. It's clear, it's a mafurash in the nusach of the tefillah. We say in the Shachris, in the Chazoros HaShatz, in Shemona Esra of Shachris on Shabbos, in the Keter of Yismach Moish Manas Chelke, we say, Oshnei Luchos Hoyrit B'yodoi, V'chosov Bohem, Shmira Shabbos. It was written in these Luchos, Shmira Shabbos, so it's clear, it was written Shomes Yomeshkat rather than Zohar. However, it's a nice story, it's a nice raya, but the Ramban actually talks about it here, and the Ramban Ramban says that in both Luchos was written Zohar. Shomer was a sort of an explanation, a deep understanding of Zohar, but what was written in Luchos was actually Zohar. And I found Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Sefer, Emes Liyakov, Valatoyo, in Pasha Vescharon, he discusses this, he brings the Ramban, and he explains it's like we have a creek sieve. Sometimes we have written one way, but we read it differently. So also we had in the Luchos, it was written the way it's written over here in Parshas Yisroel. And the Ksiv, the deeper level of understanding, was how it is written in Parshas Vescharon. And then Ksiv says something similar, that Parshas Vescharon was a deeper level, which Moshe understood more, rather than Klal Yisroel didn't appreciate that level of understanding in Parshas Yisroel, and Moshe wrote that down in Parshas Vescharon. He brings in the brackets at the end, this deal from Tefillah, but when that it says Shmir Shabbos, but we can be matche, that it doesn't mean the word Shomer, it means it was the mitzvahs of Shmir Shabbos were told in Har Sinai. We find another thing which happened in Maimed Har Sinai was that Kodesh Baruch was very concerned that no one should come and touch the mountain. Boishim told Moshe to make a barrier around the mountain, and he told them that on the third day. Again, just before Maimon HaSinai, just before Kodesh Baruch Hu came to give the Torah, again he told them, go down and tell Klal Yisrael, be careful, they shouldn't draw near, they shouldn't burst through the barriers. Moshe said to him, I already told them, they know that. Moshe said, no, again, I want you to tell them again. Moshe was very concerned about this. So, Pashtus, this was only Negea, as far as the actual Maimon HaSinai, it was only Negea to the people who were actually just round the mountain, the perimeter of the mountain. The Mephoshim tell us that Klal Yisrael stood in front with the men and behind with the ladies, similar to the Mahadran buses, and they were put in a certain level of greatness, of level of their understanding. The Haflor in his Hakdama to Ksuvos says a very big chiddush. The Haflor says the mitzvah Gebola really was negated to every single person who stood at Maimed Har Sinai. He says, just like a person can't look at a very strong light. If he tries to look at a very strong light, he's not only cannot see, he can become blinded through that. So also when it comes to Ruchnius, a person can't try and reach a level of Ruchnius which is much higher than his own level. He can sometimes even, it can even be detrimental for him. The Rav Chaim Rojan says in Ovos 1, the Kinyon HaTorah is Makiris Mekoimo. He understands his place, he understands his level, and he doesn't try to jump too high. Says the Haflor, a very big Chiddush. Moshe Rabbeinu with his great chokhmah knew exactly the madriga, the shirish and shoma, the level of each and every single person, and he gave each person a fixed place. Every person had a reserved place by Maimon HaSinai. There wasn't first come, first served. Everyone stood wherever they wanted. Moshe Rabbeinu gave every single person a place. This is for you. On your madriga, on your level, this is where you should stand. And says the floor. The mitzvah bottle was to every single person. Don't break through. Don't try and burst through and push through your level where you are standing. You stay in your place and don't try and come nearer than that. So there was a big chiddush that the mitzvah bottle, every single person had to be careful to stay where he was and not to try and go further. I see the time's up. I just say the Chazal tell us that the mitzvah Hashem in the Gulash in the Los Lovim, Mashiach comes again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal it to us, and will reveal to us much deeper levels of Torah, which we zeichen mitzvah Hashem, v'chol v'yomein.